Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Mark Hendricks has to be pulling his hair out this... Oh, never mind.
I already did. Beat you to it, Matt. He beat you to it. The Dallas Cowboys cost him most of that hair years ago.
Ouch.
Damn you, Drew Pearson.
Ah, Henson.
Henson? No, Drew Pearson. He played for the Cowboys. Drew Pearson. With Randy Watt.
Watt.
I remember that. At least I think I do. We draw close on the end of Fat Boy Rejoin Week and open a new next week with Paige Rejoin Week.
Yes, we do.
Shall be fun. Real quick, not necessarily real quick, but we have to do some pigskin playoff picks and keep that whole thing going. But another call or two on the subject of getting hit by a car.
Absolutely. I heard from a buddy of mine who has been hit by a car.
And he's my friend, too.
He is.
I drink beer with him and Dash Wilder in North Carolina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, he's been hit by a car going 5 to 10 miles per hour in the past.
How about the kingpin of wrestling information on the internet is Cassidy Haynes. Hey, Cassidy.
What's going on, guys?
Cassidy, what is your website again?
Bodyslam.net.
I thought so.
.net, okay.
I thought so.
Gotcha.
All right, so Fatboy said he thinks that he would like to feel what it feels like to get hit by a car at 10 miles per hour for less, or less. Okay. You did that happen to you, right?
Yeah, that's a terrible idea. I didn't know it was coming. I was completely blindsided by it, but I was at the second Bonnaroo, which is totally, you know, I mean, that's definitely not my scene. Anyway, so I was there with some friends for the weekend, and I was, I think, on my way back from watching James Brown, and I was just in the middle of a pack of the dirtiest hippies that I have seen. I was covered in mud, smelled bad, but they were what you'd expect, dreadlocks, and they were, of course, trying to, make me buy whatever they were hawking and selling.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there's like 20 of us around. All of a sudden, I'm like not paying attention. It's been a long weekend and we've been partaking and stuff. But out of nowhere, the pack just kind of like scatters. And I'm like, why is everybody moving? And I just get this, I don't know what happened after that. I woke up and like in some mud, but apparently I got like clipped by the car, went up and over the hood, hit the windshield, and just like rolled off and landed in the mud. The best part about it was, is like everybody was so happy, and they were like the most like loving hippies you've ever been around. Like, oh, love you guys, hugging everybody. As soon as that happened, they turned violent and they like attacked the guy in the car, like chased him down and pulled him out of the car, started beating him up. So I like woke up, kind of came to see a bunch of hippies beating up a dude in the car.
Holy crap!
And we got it.
Great story.
Yeah, and then I'm like looking around confused, and then here comes like the cops that were there, kind of patrolling. We're on horses, and they were like dressed kind of like Mounties. So I see like some guys like cops on horses looking like Mounties have come up and just broke up the fight and just sent everybody on their way. But yeah, man, I was banged up. Like when I got back home like 2 days later, like had to go get looked at. I broke some ribs and my shoulder was all like dislocated and had a concussion and banged up my pelvis and hip. But
Fat
Boy
would be in a body cast because he broke a rib possibly from laughing hard the other day.
Yeah.
You imagine what a car would do
going
at 10.
Dude, he would shatter. He would shatter, man, but it's, you know, yeah, you don't want to get hit by a car. No, it's not good.
It
seems like a bad idea, Cassidy. Thank you for the information.
Thank you, Cassidy.
Yeah, no problem, man. And it's pretty common sense, though. I mean, you think about it. You don't want to get hit by a car.
You don't want to get hit by a car.
Much moving that fat.
Gotcha.
No, yeah. But, yeah, man, you guys give me a shout later. We'll have to make plans to go get drunk at Bigfoot Festival again, Matt. That was a good time.
AEW. Thank you, Cassidy Haynes.
Hey, man, you guys want to go to Vegas?
I would love to.
I'm good. I'll see you at New Japan in Charlotte, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. All right, guys.
T. Cassidy. Bodyslam.net. He's just a dude out there putting out wrestling stuff. That's how Jimmy and I met.
Yeah, and he breaks some stories too, man. He really does.
Like, yeah, I mean, some wind too. Yeah. When we were playing cornhole in Hendersonville, I caught some of that.
Oh yeah, he does that as well.
Yeah, he's gassy.
Gassity
Haynes.
Gassity
Haynes. There's only two games to pick. Can we take another call?
Sure, I think so. Yeah.
Rick is in Charlotte. He is a truck driver. Hello, Rick.
What's going on, fellas?
Rick, you drive one. Good morning to you. Do you drive one of those trucks that sets cockeyed, like the squat trucks or whatever?
No, I don't. Okay. At the time, I was driving for a company delivered to Starbucks, and I was leaving Greenville, coming to Spartanburg right there, northbound side on where BMW is at.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a lady jump out in front of my truck in my lane to try to commit suicide. And I hit her about 55 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm. Now, did it kill her?
Nope.
Okay.
Lady is that was the second time in a month that she had tried it.
Oh, my gosh.
From what the officer told me.
How in the wow. So, what an awful thing to inflict on another person's life, first of all.
Yeah,
her to do to him. Secondly, oh, man. Oh, wow.
I felt bad, you know, it was my son's birthday, you know, I felt bad for about a month, you know, until, you know, I didn't drive for like the next 2 weeks, I didn't drive my truck, but, you know, I felt bad for like a month,
because
like I could have just killed this lady, somebody's daughter, somebody's mom, and, you know, and on the other hand, I'm thinking, you know, she could have killed me, you know, I could have wrecked my truck and killed myself. But
well, that's true.
Typical dumbass, though.
People are dumbasses, you're right. Rick, thank you, sir. Thanks for all you do.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, brother. Thanks, getting dude. That coffee to and fro for us.
Doing a good job.
That's right.
I'd be tough to get past.
What do you think, call-wise? I don't know how much breakdown y'all want to do on the football games.
It depends on how much time you want for later.
Yeah, that's up to you, man. I mean, we can go either way, really.
Let's talk football, because okay. I know that... Not that I was trying to get any inside information, but I was looking over my screen at 9 screen, and I saw football images on there, so he's preparing for this.
I was looking up a little bit to see what the spreads
are. Hey, look, you did the opposite of what I did. All right. So the Super Pigskin Punishment, a lot of people are asking when that would happen. That would happen the week after the big game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that would be whoever has the worst record at the end of the playoffs of Pigskin Punishment, our football picks we do on Friday, that person will get the ultimate pigskin punishment, the super one. And then that's where the whole conversation came from about Fat Boy saying he wondered what it would feel like to get hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
So we've come full circle now.
Yeah.
We're like, I think, 16 days away from Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow.
It's coming up.
What number is it? It made me feel old.
53?
Do they 54? Keep up with it anymore?
I think it's 53.
53.
I remember the 25th anniversary. I bought the coin.
Was that the Rose Bowl?
25th anniversary. Oh, where was that? It may have been, but I bought the coin on QVC. It was the 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl. And it wasn't even damn silver. It was like stainless steel. I bought a $20 piece of metal. Literally just regular metal.
25 was in Tampa Stadium. Halftime show by the New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, NKOTB.
Oh, wow. That was when the Giants beat the Bills.
Remember that?
Oh, okay.
It was 28 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only got two games. Both Sunday. And I guess we'll start off with the NFC Championship.
Okay.
3:05 on Fox, Rams at the Saints. Saints -3 at home. But the last time these two teams met at the same place, ooh, it was a schlacking. Old Saints got them.
Thank you for that. Paige, this is a tough decision to make, Paige.
I'll take New Orleans.
She'll take New Orleans?
New Orleans.
You know who's from New Orleans? Lang.
Oh.
No, I don't know where he's from.
New Orleans -3?
Yes.
Okay.
Fat Boy.
I'm going to pick the Saints. I'll tell you my interesting stat, too, later. After you pick.
I'll go ahead and spoiler alert it, and I won't spoiler alert it too much, but I'm sticking with my original Super Bowl ending. Oh, okay. So give me the Saints. I think Drew Brees is the... most, and I know he's got his accolades and he's got his medicine commercials and stuff. He is the most underrated player in the game right now. As far as underused, undermarketed, that guy should have his own apparel. I should be able to wear Drew Brees shoes if I want to, and they don't exist.
Yeah,
he should have a beer, for God's sakes.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I don't think you'd have a beer.
Drew Beers.
I don't think you would do that. But, one thing I think about with Drew Brees is he's and I don't mean this to knock Drew Brees because he's really, really good. And I remember him playing for Purdue, and I was like, wow, that guy's really good.
He's a baller maker.
He isn't cool. And it's hard to market somebody who's so uncool.
Didn't he play with Mike Allstott when they
they were at Purdue the same time, maybe a year or two, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, Allstott was in the league a little bit before Brees, maybe.
Yeah, he came out with Tampa. So anyway, it sounds like you're leaning toward the Rizams on this, Jim.
Why? Because I said Drew Brees isn't cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean anything against him as a player. It's just that it's hard
to
market him.
He looks older than he is.
It's hard to market the guy, right? Yeah. He's really great at football. It's hard to market him.
John Wayne always looked old, though, and he was marketed all right.
Yeah.
You can get all kind of apparel of his at the jockey lot.
Yeah. Man, the Saints really have a pretty damn good run defense, and that's kind of the strength of the Rams. But I'm going to pick the Rams to at least cover that and make it a really close game if they don't outright win the game.
I mean, it's possible. The Rams are...
the way they look in the playoffs is, whoa.
Well, they got full strength now.
Yeah.
With some of the guys they got for this game. The other stat was...
Oh, the other...
Well, there's two.
The hidden gem of information you kept from us till we made our picks, Fat Boy.
Well, since the Sean Payton became coach in 2006, the Saints are undefeated at home in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not even the most interesting stat. The ref for the game is Bill Vinovich. In every Rams game he's refereed since 2006, they've been 0-8. Fans took notice, and they tried to get a petition going to get him moved off the game. But it didn't work.
Well, how's he? I mean, did they receive a lot of penalties or something that he could have actually influenced or anything? Or is it just?
It's an odd stat people look into. Like people that are hardcore about basketball or fantasy, they'll look at which refs are calling which games, and these refs have stats, how many fouls they call per minute and crap like that.
If anybody calls traveling on James Harden or not. They don't. No, none of them do.
But aren't like most of the referees in the NFL like lawyers? Like, aren't they all like? Didn't they all go to law school? A lot of them.
Hockey League did mainly. They all have other jobs, but I don't know if that's going to be the case coming up soon or not.
Well, he's read like a lot of them are like lawyers, and I think Rob Inario is officiating the Patriots and Chiefs. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you locked in?
No, I did read that though.
Yeah.
Yeah, nine's the only one to win contrarian. Everybody else went Saints.
Hmm.
Patriots at the Chiefs. Chiefs at home -3. This is the late game, 6:40. And that was the point differential last time they played this year. Patriots won by 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to go to the office for me, if you would, after the show and get my stuff and bring it in here, because Stone Man from Classic Rock 101.1 already has on his Chiefs jersey today. And after I make my selection in a minute, he might not want to see me.
He's a big chief.
I'm not revealing anything, am I?
Well,
Damn it, man.
You can reveal your stat after we make our picks, too.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Paige, your
Patriots
pick.
Patriots Chiefs, huh?
Yep.
I'll take New England.
It's going to be, what, 10 degrees when they play?
Yeah, it's going to be chilly.
Okay.
Oh, man. On one hand, you got the GOAT in the playoffs, and you can't pick against them, but this Chiefs team is really, really good. Best team left in the playoffs, people think. At home, I'm taking the Chiefs. -3. A win by a touchdown.
Wow. I'm surprised by that. Is there a revealing stat you'll share in a minute?
No, not about this.
Okay. I wrote it down. I said week 8 of the regular season that the Super Bowl this year would be the New Orleans Saints and the New England Patriots. 2 weeks ago, I thought about that, and I said, I don't know about this. These Chiefs are coming on strong. And then I thought about it with a clear head because I was drunk as hell when I was thinking.
Yeah, the Chiefs are great.
There ain't no way I'm going to stick to my guns. Matt Stradamus says that it will be Saints, Patriots, Super Bowl 53, you said?
Yeah.
53!
Man.
There we go.
That's not a bad pick.
That was a proclamation right there.
We're getting a good Super Bowl either way.
I think, yeah. Hell yeah. Jimmy.
Yeah, for me, this game comes down to... both great teams, but there's two things that I still think Mahomes, as great as he has been, is going to stumble a little bit in one of these playoff games. It could be the Super Bowl. It might not be Sunday.
Are you expecting some kind of huge game from Eric Berry?
Is he playing?
Yeah. I think he's out.
He's
yeah,
out?
He's out, yeah.
He's been out, yeah, for yeah. a good bit.
He's been out half his career.
And I'm changing my pick.
You already picked New England.
You want to?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just skimming over ESPN.com.
Now he's been practicing. He might play.
See, okay, then I was right. Yeah, take it back.
He's real iffy.
Take it back.
Yeah, he is.
Not first time it was cancer. You can't blame him for that.
No. I mean, he was really sick. But, yeah, it comes down to Andy Reid and Bill Belichick, man.
Well.
Give me Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
Good pick.
Andy Reid in the playoffs is kind of.
Yeah.
So you said. Who was your first pick, though? Saints Rams? You picked Rams.
I'm the only one picked the Rams.
That's right.
Fat Boy's the only one picked the Chiefs.
So it could definitely come down to you two. But with you two, Fat Boy and Nine, are tied for first in the playoffs?
Yeah, we're 4-5.
And you and Paige are still going to be tied after this weekend because y'all picked the same team.
Okay, so Paige and I would still be. But we'll definitely have a new leader.
We could all be tied after this weekend, right?
There's so many possibilities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't do so hot in math.
It might be possible we all lose and have a four-way tie.
It could be.
Or science. History.
School.
Did well in lunch. Did really well. I got gold star every day on lunch.
Always, man.
All right.
Oh, man.
That was for entertainment purposes only. You know, hopefully you're entertained by that. Not for real influencing of betting on with real money and all that stuff that legal makes us say.
Yeah.
Right? I said it pretty much verbatim.
Got to pick Bill Belichick over Andy Reid in the playoffs,
so.
Right?
I think so. Just based off words alone, you know?
Oh, really?
Listen, if anybody has seen anything in how to stop or limit Mahomes, it's Belichick. If anybody knows anything, it's him.
They schemed, out-schemed the Chargers, but, you know, the Chargers didn't change up much of what they did against the Ravens.
Fat Boy, did you let John Madden run over you with his bus going 10 miles per hour?
Don't move.
Boom!
Oh.
All right. Paige, tease us a little bit with the headlines. What are you working on
in
the books?
Well, this may be a little different, but how much money do you need to earn a year to be rich? It's not what you think. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
You got to have a number, though, in your head. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll never obtain any goals in your life. You have to have a number. I mean, you really do. You got to have a clear set of, not a number of money, but like with goals. You got to have a defined goal. Whether it be money or awards or, you know, independence, whatever it is. You got to have some kind of minute goal. Otherwise, you're just kind of thinking, well, I got goals. I want to do good at something.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, we'll take a little break.
Hold on.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big old hoo-has.
All right, let's discuss the concepts of being rich or poor. How much money do you need to make you be rich? How much money do you need to earn during the year to be rich? And this is according to a study on YouGov. So,
iGov?
YouGov.
Oh. Let me ask you this real quick before you get into this. Do you ever open up, if you have a 401k, do you ever open it up and look at that little chart they show you?
Yeah. Sometimes.
At the end, it depresses you to your innermost core where it says how much you have
where
to
you
have
to
survive.
Ugh.
God.
Yeah, not even close.
I don't even know what's going to be of me in 40 years when I retire.
Yeah. And so we get the lump sum and how you spend it and how you allocate the funds.
So this is what people say is, in their minds, rich.
Yes.
Does anybody want to volunteer a number?
Like total?
Like, this is not mean like over a lifetime.
This is yearly.
Yearly salary. Yeah. Are we talking like gross or net, or does it matter?
No, I don't think it matters.
It's like 100 grand?
100 grand.
Yeah.
It's rich.
God, I don't know.
I mean, I think that's definitely, like, that's definitely comfortable, but I don't think it's like rich or wealthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it isn't
maybe
wealthy.
Not.
But it's comfortable. Don't get me wrong. It certainly is comfortable and it's good.
I'll take it.
But I don't think it's rich.
Mm-mm.
No, not these days.
Depends on where you live, too.
Yeah, it really does. If you make 100 grand in like San Francisco, you're certainly not rich there.
You're not living on Knob Hill, that's for sure.
Mm.
So, All right, so the majority of the people think that being poor means that you make less than $30,000 a year.
I think that's like a poverty line, right?
I don't know.
Well,
I
thought poverty line's way lower than it
poverty be. Line, I thought used to be 18 grand a year.
I think 30 is kind of like middle class, right? That's.
I mean, I don't know. That's the problem is that we have to start literally class. It's like the damn Titanic. We're down there with Jack.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 2% of the people think you're rich if you're making $10,000 a year.
No, they don't.
2% according to the study, but I imagine, jeez, I don't know. Okay,
disability pays out more.
So finally, 2% of the people think you're poor even at $100,000 a year.
Dang, fat boy, listen to that.
I know,
but that's life. They're poor as you're rich. That's okay.
I guess. That's a lot of money down here.
So the majority of the people, they think that about $90,000 to $100,000 a year could make you rich. That's where you'd be comfortable.
Well, getting comfortable don't mean rich.
It also means do you have kids? Do you have various things?
I want to change it to $2 million. I want to bump it up.
That's the thing now. We're also being implemented in our head like, I remember when I was a kid, $1 million was like I would have been, Scrooge McDuck. $1 million. Robin Leach. Who wants to be, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Millionaire. Who wants to be a millionaire? And then overnight, it changed to billionaire. Like, literally, it wasn't overnight, but over a course of maybe 3 to 5 years, we went from a millionaire being to nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you got to be a Billy.
That's when you're a player, when you're a billionaire.
But I don't feel that way, but I'm saying that's kind of what it is. It's because so many people became millionaires, they needed a more secret society. So yeah. That's the billionaires. And then you got the Bill Gates and you got the Bezos that literally are
technology.
On a plane that you couldn't get together with your entire state and match.
Yeah, look at those programmers in the 90s at Silicon Valley where they were millionaires. Now that's nothing.
That's scary as hell. I mean, that is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
And I know Bill Gates donates buttloads of money to charity. That's how he takes it there, to the orphanages and stuff.
That's how he totes it around. I'd say that you could start calling somebody rich at, maybe $250,000 a year is getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, in New York, you'd maybe have a studio apartment. That's the thing. I'm basing that off movies and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you could live anywhere on that, though.
Quarter mil?
Yeah. I think you could live anywhere in the world on that, probably.
This would be rich to me. Rich to me doesn't mean necessarily numbers. It means a disposition or a smile. So if I don't worry about when payday is or look at my calendar wondering when payday is going to be or maybe even think it's a week away, then I'm rich. Like that, I don't have to worry. Like the stuff's debited, it comes out or whatever, I still get to live how I want to live. To me, that's rich.
Right. And is your life rich when you have a lot of money and you worry about spending it and protecting it? Because if you...
Christopher Wallace said no, it equaled more problems.
Yeah. I mean, do you have a lot of friends if you're that wealthy and living in a secluded neighborhood where you can't? I don't know. I think you'd be.
Obama has a wall around his house.
Richer with a great family and a life that you love, and
so does Nancy Pelosi.
Doing something every day that you love for a living, then you're rich in your terms. So
a lot about living and a little about love.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
Yeah, when you don't have any financial worries, that's I guess when you're. I mean, that should be the definition of comfortable, but yeah.
Yeah, comfortable.
Because then you're very comfortable.
But do you think you should live your life?
Rich means you have extra money, excess money, beyond whatever might come up. You still have plenty of money.
The whole you can't take it with you, I get that. But do you think you should live your life preparing your child for their adult? Now, don't get me wrong here. A lot of people live their life saying they want to leave something to their kids and do that. But meanwhile, they're almost living their life struggling, not getting to enjoy the prosperous or their hard work. Prosperous, is that a right thing to say? Prosperous or their work? The prosperity of their work.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to help out your kids, but do you want to live so meagerly that they get to live lavishly? Hell no! Split it even. Agree or disagree? Yeah, I mean, really? You almost want them to have a good life and to learn the lessons of life. Almost have a little bit of an uphill battle.
Yeah, you don't want
a little bit of one.
Hand it to them.
Hell no.
You got to make them earn it.
Or get a small loan of $1 million.
Either way, whatever works for you, I guess.
Well, here's the crazy story. Would you have an emotional support pet that has razor sharp teeth? Probably not. But there is a guy in Pennsylvania with an emotional support.
Piranha.
Oh, gosh.
Emotional support piranha. Now, what is it? A wolverine or something?
It's an alligator.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the exploitation stuff I was talking about with the service animals. This guy wants to take his damn alligator everywhere.
Well,
who is it, Troy Landry?
This time of year in a blizzard? You can't take an alligator out in a blizzard. It's too cold for it.
Where are you going to go?
You ride it. I want to ride an alligator.
So there's a guy in York, Pennsylvania by the name of Joey Henney. And he used to host a hunting and fishing show on ESPN called Joey Henney's Hunting.
People have radio shows about hunting?
Yeah. All right. So the gator's name is Wally. He's 4.5 feet long, and he's domesticated, and he acts like a dog.
So it's 4.5 feet long. I ought to name it Jimmy.
He likes lying on the bed, hanging out with Joey, and following him around the house.
How does he take it out in the cold? Because they're cold-blooded. They would freeze. They would freeze. They weren't freeze.
You're not going to leave your animal out in the cold either. You could keep it in the house.
But if it's your emotional support gator, then you got to take it with you places.
You can maybe, I don't know.
Does it have jackets and stuff?
I don't see in the picture.
Where's an Agner jacket?
That Joey is wearing any sort of garment.
Yeah.
Like a jacket or a sweater.
Does PetSmart sell jackets for your alligator?
Or alligator sheeps.
Yeah. Paige is tickled. Paige has been into the brandy this morning.
No, a little I just brandy pictured in her coffee. With little boots and walking with alligator shoes.
I got some Louboutins for my gator.
Alligator skin, alligator shoes. Never mind. All right.
No, that would
not
be funny.
Even. Not
It'd
even
be
funny.
Like if we wore human flesh shoes. I see what you're
not
saying.
Not even funny. Forgive me for that. But
it looks like I do when they're dry. Gross. Gross.
So I guess people
give me a pumice stone immediately.
Well, he takes the Wally to the senior citizen centers, and they spend time together with tame little Joey.
Yeah,
he hasn't bitten anyone yet, so that's good.
It's like I tell you, with my dogs, when they get out there and start fighting and rolling around on the floor and stuff, they have their fangs out like. I feel troubled sometimes watching because I'm like, if those teeth caught, you know, they're just totally playing.
Yeah.
But if the teeth caught on to something, we'd be going to the animal hospital.
They would. Do they argue over things, your pets?
They don't talk, Paige.
Mine do. They growl at each other and argue.
I feel like you talk to your dogs, don't you? And like,
well, if you have
like
a boxer, you would know that they have like some kind of dialogue. They talk to each other. It's really funny. Like they'll. Yeah. They'll bark at each other.
Say again?
That's what they do.
All
right.
That's dog friend. I'm so busy.
There's a study out that...
I want to start doing Paige's dog diary. I want to hear what the dogs are saying about Paige.
What Eva's saying. Oh,
thank God she's going to go shoot some more of that movie.
That would
she's
be
been here cooking all day.
Because he growls at Eva and won't let her up on the bed and things like that. So they have a little argument.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Eva, of course, is Paige's real doll.
Eva, Sophia's the puppy. Well, there's a study that was conducted by LG to figure out who's better at video games, Xbox, PlayStation, or the PC. So this is the breakdown, and it's not going to make people very happy. Which is better, according to this study that was commissioned by LG?
Who is LG? The TV people? Yes. Go ahead.
All right. Mm-hmm. So they asked 14,000 people to participate in the electric company's reaction test. So what they found is that Xbox, the participants who use Xbox, were 20 seconds quicker than those who use PS4.
Sexually speaking or on video games?
Well, just reaction in the way they're playing.
I see.
Yeah. But their skills.
Yeah, I mean, their controller I don't like. because the sticks are like diagonal from each other. Maybe that's got something to do with it. Because, you know, the PlayStation's right beside.
But how would you place, like, and I know it's, imagine, though, like, playing certain video games on a PC, though.
I think it's
Do
preferred.
Do they have a video, this is going to sound like I'm an old man. Is there a video controller that hooks up to the computer they play on, or are they playing it with the mouse and keyboard?
Mouse and keyboard, man.
Good Lord.
Have controllers that adapt, but usually you play with a mouse and keyboard.
On a PC.
Yeah. I don't get it, but that's preferred. The ninja kid we're talking about on Fortnite,
yeah,
he's mouse and keyboard.
How in the world?
The way they scoot around.
God bless.
So the study found that people who preferred Xbox hit 70% of their targets, followed by PS4, who hit 74%, and the PC, 70%. So that's a breakdown.
Sure.
I can't hold the controller for too long. It started, like, you know, locking up.
Sometimes when you're playing Red Dead 2 and you're, like, catching a legendary fish, you got to hold down that one button and also reel the other one with your finger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I feel like I'm getting arthritis trying to catch this fish.
You think so?
Look, holding it like this and then doing this right here.
Yeah, okay, because when I play on Xbox, I just get the trigger and then I reel here. So maybe it's easier on the Xbox.
Well, dude, I didn't know that. Show me your fingers. Can I smell them? Look at that. Oh, that's easier then.
Yeah.
I could do that on mine.
Yeah.
That's good practice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Thumbing that thing.
That slow circular motion. Yeah. That works.
So you don't get carpal
every time.
Tunnel.
Like a charm.
Someone at the door?
Ringing the bell.
All right. So new music out today. Papa Roach, who do you trust?
You know, we have some tickets to give away with Nine's TSL question of the day for this tour.
You sure do.
Yep.
Also released out today, Kids Bop 39. A watered down version of.
God, what do they have on Kids Bop now? Because regular pop music's filthy.
It's a tour now, too. It came around here last year.
I saw Kids Bop Monster Jam. They let the little kids sing while they drove the trucks.
Drake's In My Feelings.
Nice.
Cardi B's I Like It. And Maroon 5's
Hold on a minute. Cardi B, I Like It?
Yes.
Is on Kids Bop?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Let me look at the lyrics of that.
That's the first song.
How'd you not know my song was on Kids Bop?
I'm on here talking about government follow, and you're on here talking about my songs on Kiss Bop.
I love Kiss Bop.
Let's see. Told that bitch I'm sorry about my coins like Mario. Hey, that's cute. That's cute. Told that bitch I'm sorry, though. I'm about my coins like Mario.
That's
a reference to Mario, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, that's about dumb.
That's cute.
Really, she'd fail third grade English with that.
Let's read some more of this.
In the theaters this weekend, y'all excited about Glass coming out?
I'm going to see that at some point.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. There's a DJ Khaled song on Kids Bop, too, real quick.
Yeah.
Just to get back on that for just a sec. It's called No Brainer. So I'm looking over the lyrics to that. And he's like, don't look rich, I ain't got no chain, not on the list, I ain't got no name, but we in this bitch, I'm not no lame. Hey, this is perfect for seven-year-olds.
I'd like million-dollar deals. Where's my bitch pen? I'm signing. I like them Balenciagas that look like socks. I'm going to the jeweler, put rocks on my watch.
How did they
and
get
then the N-word.
I know.
I don't know.
I know. How do you get around that stuff?
It's almost like the bit we did years ago where it was Kids Bop, and we took our voices and harmonized them where it sounded like kids, but we were doing gangster rap, and we bleeped them all. And now it's real.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
God, yes.
Yeah.
I'm a bad bitch. I make him nervous.
She started to sound like her. I'm so bad.
I think it's Rosie Perez.
It's got to be
rapping.
Bleeped out completely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that they would use the lyrics and that kind of stuff. But anyhow. Any more lyrics?
I don't think so. Right. We're going to have to look into this more next week when we have some audio to play from it.
Something about D's and P's.
Yeah.
That might not mean what it used to mean anymore. I don't know.
Probably not.
But Shattered. That's the continuation on from, or no, Glass.
Split
was the movie, and then Glass comes out.
But what was the
one? It's the trilogy. It's Unbreakable, Split, and then this one.
Unbreakable. That's the one with the train.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, I totally want to see it. I love the way Samuel L. Jackson looks with the crazy hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He looks like Black Mark Twain.
Yeah, Glass looks like it'd be a fun time, man. It really does.
You want to go see it?
Not today.
Sarah Paulson is in that too, and she plays a psychiatrist who deals with people that think they have superpowers.
Yeah,
so it should be interesting.
I really want to see it.
Yeah, it looks really fun.
I'll review it on Monday.
It's PG-13.
Yeah. Well, then never mind. No nudity then.
Oh, come
never
on.
Never mind.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. Listen to this. In about 10, 12 minutes, we have another $1,000 to give away with the P1 Payoff Winter Edition. And on top of that, Papa Roach, like we were just talking about. New album, new tour. We'll have your tickets next with Nine's TSL question of...
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933ThePlanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, emailed, Instagram, tweeted, Facebook, Snapchatted, all of that stuff. We appreciate that. Make sure you join us here bright and early tomorrow morning. Worst of the Rise Guys, 6 until 10. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or pull out your phone and text the word podcast to 72341. As we mentioned, Papa Roach, Askin' Alexandria, and Bad Wolves in August. Charlotte, here's your tickets right now.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. That wasn't the question, but that would have been the answer.
Trying to read your mind.
What was Fat Boy's big, stupid, harebrained idea from this morning's program?
Ooh.
Just text that idea
showing up.
Of Fat Boy.
Wiping Bernie Sanders.
Text that to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line, 72341. That's 72341. You'll win those tickets for Papa Roach, Asking Alexandria, and Bad Wolves in Charlotte at the Charlotte Metro Federal Credit Union Amphitheater on Sunday, August 4th.
Yeah. Win them. Win them right now. Paige is going to rock your work next. Fat Boy again, worst of. We'll be back next week. Thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend, a safe weekend. Enjoy it. Tickle it. It is good. Thank you.
Here it comes. The 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.